makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang mga lugar ng palaruan ay nakakagulat para sa mga kabataan. Maaari silang magsaya, gumawa ng mga bagong kaibigan at magkaroon ng galing sa sosyal at lengguwahe. Pero ang mga magulang din ay maaaring sumama sa kanila, lalo na kung sila ay bagong dating sa Australia. Sa ating wika, pakinggan natin ang ulat mula kay Audrey Bourget. Ano man ang pinagmulan o kultura ng isang pamilya, ang mga lugar ng palaruan ay may positibong epekto sa mga kabataan. Si Carly Jones ay ehekutibong opisyal ng Playgroup South Australia na kung saan pinamamahalaan niya ang mga grupo ng palaro para sa mga pamilyang mula sa iba't ibang kultura at pinagmulan at mga bagong dating na pamilya sa Australia.
So our latest research project shows that children actually gain skills in terms of socialization. And their holistic development is affected in terms of, you know, they have an opportunity to play with different toys, some different challenges, to learn social norms and how to, you know, sort of operate in a group environment, but also sort of, you know, role model up other children and, you know, learn some language skills as well.
Inilunsad naman ni Malia Naihu ang Pacifica Language Nest Playgroup para sa mga kabataan mula sa kulturang Pacific Islanders mahigit na 2 taon na ang nakakaraan. Nagsimula ito sa isang suburb ng Melbourne ng Kilsyth at lumaki buhat noon patungong Cranbourne.
My children were isolated from the culture, especially hearing the mother tongue being spoken. Growing up in New Zealand, we had more of an opportunity to be exposed to that because we had our families around. And being here in Melbourne, I didn't feel that my children got that same exposure. That's how the playgroup came to be.
Samantala, kinuha naman ni Cecil Tashie ang pamamahala sa isang palaruang Franses sa Fitzroy dahil sa parehong dahilan. Nararamdaman niyang mahalaga na ang kanyang mga lumalaking anak ay matuto ng lengguwahe at kulturang Franses kahit na sa Australia.
If there's only one parent speaking French at home, it gets really hard to get the language going. Like they understand, the kids understand, but they don't speak much. So it's just for them to get more exposure and to get a sense that, oh, mum or dad is not the only one speaking French, but that there are other adults and other children speaking French, and that it's actually a fun thing to do and that you can do different things.
Maraming iba't ibang uri ng lugar ng palaruan na maaaring pagpilian. Ang ilan ay may nakatayong struktura, samantalang ang iba ay hindi pirmihan, kagaya ng Fitzroy Friends Playgroup.
It's fairly informal. It's just gathering, having a chat, sometimes having a song or reading a book, trying to talk about different things that they might do at daycare, for instance, usually, but they do that in English. So just, you know, le toboggan, the slide, like words that they might not have because they're so used to just having, being in sort of English environment. And so, yeah, talking about the hens in the coop over there. And so that exposure that they would not necessarily get otherwise is what they get through the French playgroup.
At samantalang ang mga lugar ng palaruan ay maganda para sa mga kabataan, sinasabi ng mga magulang na sila din ay naliligayahan dito.
Having other parents in the same situation living the same thing, that is really good and sort of sustaining, and that really helps sort of, yeah, you face the same challenges, but you also can share, yeah, the same culture that you hadn't missed so much, but you're starting to miss now that you have children.
Si Eric Lee ay isang magulang na Frances na dumadalo sa parehong lugar ng palaruan katulad ni Cecil Tashie kasama ng kanyang nakakabatang anak na babae. Sinabi niya na tunay siyang naliligayahan dito.
I don't have a circle of friends in here, so they would just be my colleagues who are more Anglo people. So here I can extend my circle and talk to all the parents and if we can just raise our issue regarding migrants in terms of paperwork or anything, then we may just share information. So it's very relevant for me as well.
Maganda din ang oportunidad para sa kapareha ni Eric na kumukuha ng leksyon sa Frances na binuo naman ng ilang taong nasa likod ng lugar ng palaruan. Sinabi ni Carly Jones na ito ay isang bentahe ng mga lugar ng palaruan. At ang mga bagong dating ay maaari ding makatanggap ng payo at balita mula sa ibang magulang.
They're able to ask parents questions, sort of find out how things work, where the local kindergarten is, you know, what time to enrol, what to expect. But it's also finding out about what other services are in the area too. So families can share, you know, who's a really good hairdresser for children, where's a good dentist, all those sorts of things. But also our research shows that parents that do regularly attend a playgroup have a really strong local peer support network that they can turn to when maybe things aren't going for grade or if they need a babysitter. So there's a real connection that sort of happens for families that attend the playgroup.
May libu-libong lugar ng palaruan sa kahabaan ng Australia. Upang makatagpo ng isang malapit sa inyo, sinabi ni Carly Jones na ang pinakamadaling paraan ay magtungo online o sa inyong komunidad.
The Playgroup Association in every state and territory with a free call number. So you can look them up. There's a free call number you can ring and find out, you know, where your local playgroup is. All of our websites also list where our local playgroups are. We also have a partnership with a child and family health service so that the local nurses can do referrals to playgroups. Your local community notice boards should have information as well, but mostly through our websites and the toll-free number.
Maaari din kayong makakita sa website ng isang mapang sumasakop sa inyong estado o sa website na Playgroup Australia, playgroup.org.au o sa telepono'ng 1-800-171-882.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.